I don't have a piece of paper. It's all in here. So my story is I became a Christian when I was 8. I wanted to get back a Christian long before that, but I decided to wait to know more about it. So I became a Christian when I was 8 at my first year at Miracle Mountain Ranch. The counselors were taking kids out, asking them, "Are you Christian?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Do you want to become a Christian?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you know how to?" And I said, "Well, no." So he guided me in the prayer, what prayer you should pray. And then I became a Christian. And at the end of the camp, I walked up to Ralph, the director of the camp. And I said, "My favorite thing about camp was becoming a Christian." That's my story.
And I can pick up the story from there. We came home from camp. It was Buckaroo camp. He wasn't old enough to go to a full week of camp. And so I was there with all these little kids, and I was helping in the kitchen. And it was the first time they did Buckaroo camp. And he came up and he told me, and I was like, "Great." And part of me wondered, okay, does he really understand it? Because there's two things that describe Dalton: loud and clueless. He was always really, really loud and really, really clueless. And so I wasn't sure if he really knew what was going on. So we came home and we went to bed, and I had made plans to go visit Heather and have tea with her and talk about the week of camp. And we got our tea and we settled down, and Heather said, "So how was it?" And I said, "Well, Dalton said he prayed to become a Christian." And Heather said, "I was wondering. He came up and he was quiet." And at that point, I told her that when it came time to give testimony, since she was the first one outside of the family, that she would do it, but her plate was kind of full this morning. So before Dalton accepted Christ, like I said, he was pretty clueless. He'd be playing with his friends. They'd be throwing a ball back around, and you'd literally have to grab him and stop him and say, "Dalton, you hurt Peter." He'd glance and go, "Really? I think he's okay." I mean, just really didn't know. And now, since accepting Christ, he's so much more aware. I mean, yeah, he's still loud sometimes, and he's still clueless a lot of times, but he's aware of his surroundings. He's showing compassion. At school, I've been told that he reaches out to kids and tries to make friends. And they've had a few kids that have left from his class. And when he got the class picture, he says, "This picture is really sad, Mom, because this little boy's gone, and this little boy's gone, and this little girl's gone, and I'm never going to know how they are." And that's kind of the changes that we see in them. So.